Welcome. Today we're traveling around Italy's Lake Como, a place of steep green slopes, polished promenades, and villages that reward a slower rhythm. The aim is not to race around the whole lake, it's to use the water as your route and choose a few towns well. Lake Como has a particular kind of drama: long, narrow water framed by mountains, with boats crossing beneath villas and old stone settlements. It can feel glamorous, certainly, but it is also a working, residential landscape. That contrast makes it more interesting. Expect formal gardens, lakeside cafes, cobbled lanes, and terraces opening suddenly onto wide views. The mood changes town by town. One stop feels urban and energetic. Another is hushed, intimate, or pleasantly practical. There is no single correct version of Lake Como. Como is a sensible beginning, especially if you arrive by rail. It has a proper city feel, an old center, a waterfront, and enough everyday life to make an arrival feel grounded. Take time for a promenade before treating it purely as a transport hub. Bellagio sits near the lake's central junction, and that position makes it useful as well as beautiful. Its stepped lanes and waterfront are memorable, but it can be busy. Visit with curiosity, then give yourself permission to step away from the busiest lanes. Across the water, Verona is smaller in scale and wonderfully easy to absorb on foot. Its waterfront path and compact lanes invite an unhurried afternoon. Meneggio, on the western shore, is another worthwhile stop. Less theatrical, perhaps, but convenient and relaxed. For a realistic first day, arrive in Como, settle in, and explore the historic center and lakefront. If the weather is clear, add a gentle viewpoint or waterfront walk. Avoid cramming in a long crossing simply because it looks possible on a map. Day 2 is ideal for the fair-linked pairing of Bellagio and Verona. Begin early enough to enjoy one town before lunch, cross the lake, then let the second town set a slower pace. A boat ride is not wasted time here, it is part of the experience. On day 3, choose one focus: a scenic walk, a garden visit, or a quieter lakeside town such as Meneggio. That choice matters. A short itinerary improves when you leave a little open space for clouds, rain, fairy conditions, or an unexpectedly lovely cafe. Should you book every hour? I would not. Check local ferry information close to travel, especially when weather is unsettled, and keep a simple backup plan based on rail or walking. Lake travel is most enjoyable when the schedule supports the day rather than dictates it. Food is another reason to slow down. Look for lake fish where it is locally offered: risotto, polenta, and regional cheeses. An aperitivo before dinner suits the atmosphere beautifully. Sit down, order thoughtfully, and allow the evening view to do some of the work. For many travelers, spring or early autumn offers a good balance of walking weather, sightseeing, and a generally calmer feel than peak summer. Conditions can shift quickly around the mountains, though, so bring layers and accept that a misty lake can be just as atmospheric. Rail can bring you conveniently to Como or Verona, while ferries connect the lakeside experience. Wear shoes that handle cobbles, steps, and uneven paths. In small towns, patience goes a long way. Pavements are narrow, residents are getting on with daily life, and many villas are private. Keep the lake clean, follow access rules on paths and waterfronts, and do not treat a residential lane as a photo set. The elegant version of travel is simple: move gently, support local businesses, and leave each place as peaceful as you found it. The simplest Lake Como takeaway is this: pick a few towns, let ferries link them, and leave room to linger. Como, Bellagio, Verona, and Meneggio each bring something different to a short stay. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the lake at an unhurried pace. Until next time.